I'm delighted to be getting the goals, but most importantly, the team's done well, and yeah, I think it's starting to show now with the performances that we're playing and the results that we've been getting. Obviously, the disappointment in the FA Cup, but yeah, we'll keep our heads up and keep going.
In terms of that record, is this the best you've had in professional football?
Yeah, definitely. You know, and I always thought if I got a chance to show what I could do, I could always score goals. You know what I mean? So yeah, it was just about getting that opportunity, and I'm thankful now that I'm showing that. Yeah.
Is this just something perhaps you expected to happen naturally, or have you actively done something different to try and get more goals into your game, or has it just happened?
As I say, get given the opportunity, but you know, I always work hard and on the training pitch, you know, and I've always been a striker, so getting in the box and scoring goals is that's what I love doing. You know, I've been like that since I was a little kid, so for it to start happening now, I'm delighted.
Have you had to adapt a little bit, because a lot of your goals, if memory serves, have come from the right hand side, haven't they, in this team so far?
Yeah, definitely. You know, like, I've been playing on the right. So yeah, I've been just getting myself in the box and getting on the end of things, and I think it's just the instinct of being a striker and being in the right positions, and yeah, it's paying off.
Do you feel as though things are really starting to move forward for you now? Because you're still a young player, aren't you? You're still just sort of making first headways into the game, but things are progressing further for you.
Yeah, definitely. You know, and I'll just take each game as it comes and keep working hard enough on the pitch, and hopefully it continues.
It's been an interesting journey, hasn't it? Because Rotherham have hit the straps last season. I think there was a general expectation upon promotion last year, though. This season, perhaps less so, yet. You're still very much in that picture, aren't you?
Yeah, definitely. You know, as we feel we've got a fantastic team, you know. We've got depth in our team. So we feel we can go anywhere, get a result. And, you never know, yeah.
So we're here to talk about Fleetwood primarily. What do you know about them as a challenge?
Yeah, well, we know they're doing well, and they're going to be a tough game. But yeah, they're going to be physical. They're a good team, but we'll match that, you know, and we'll go down there and we'll prepare properly, and we've worked hard towards that, and hopefully we can get through.
A couple of games from Wembley. That's a nice carrot to have, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. You know, it's definitely a nice carrot. You know, the whole team would be fantastic to get to Wembley. But for now, we take each game as it comes, and we look at Fleetwood and go into the game with the best preparation to try and get the win.
So what needs to change from Saturday then? Because for all of the kind of the hullabaloo about the referee, I suppose, the team have admitted it wasn't great, wasn't a great performance. What happened?
Well, I think we started well. Obviously, they got a goal back, and we got all down to 10 men, so it was a bit harder, but we was pushing for the goal. It never come, but we have to move on, and hopefully we can get a result tomorrow.
Is it just a situation where, I mean, they did a job on Rotherham, didn't they? They packed the midfield and made it very difficult for you.
Yeah, definitely, you know, but teams are going to come here and they're going to give it all against us, you know, because, you know what I mean, we're doing well, and fantastic stadium, and people come and they raise their game. So yeah, we always need to be up for that and expect that. Yeah.
In the Johnston Paint Trophy, do you think Rotherham are our favourites now, given the success you've had in the league overall? I mean, it's one defeat in eight, isn't it? So it's obviously still a very healthy picture. But in this competition, do you think other teams will see the Millers as favourites?
Yeah, I think they will, and they'll see us as a bit of a scalp to beat, you know. So we need to just expect that and go into the game with the right mindset to get the job done.